Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is a very effective consultant to small business owners, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of marketing. And but he's got he's also, by the way, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And he wants to talk to us today, though, about what he calls the seven top personality traits of a successful entrepreneur. Paul Casey, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. As always, it's great to be here.
Now, the key here is not the seven top traits of an entrepreneur, but the top traits of a successful entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, and the book you mentioned that I wrote about Is Self-Employment for You, my byline or whatever underneath it, anyone can start a business. Only a few can sustain it.
That's right. As I've said before, Blasingame's first law of small business is it's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to run one successfully. And that's exactly what you're talking about. So let's get into some of these traits. The first trait that you say is part of a successful entrepreneur is execution. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's just that how many people that I observe, and I've actually put this as the first one because I've had a rash of these types of people in the last couple weeks or so. So when I get called to be on your show, I kind of think about what's current, what's top of mind, and that's one of them because I've had a lot of people approach me. And I say a lot, I'm not going to exaggerate, but there have been several. And the point is that they have these great ideas, and I am much more aware of can you get it to the finish line. Can you finish? And in all these cases, I find that they're wonderful ideas, they're very creative, but when it comes down to doing it, you flush them out, and the execution part of it, no one's home.
Well, some people are great. I know people who are idea people, right? And they got lots of ideas, but they either don't have the skills to execute, or they don't want to work that hard. Because as you know, Paul, execution takes sweat and elbow grease, doesn't it?
It's exactly right, Jim. That's exactly it. And that's what I feel. I think that I have a lot of ideas, and I know you do. You're a creative person every day. I mean, I think about two or three things in the course of a week. Boy, I'd like to do that. But I have a reality check to know what it takes to make this happen.
Yep.
And that's what will stall me a lot in doing it because I have that barometer now where, and I see so critical to people to ask themselves when they set out, or they're thinking about going into business for themselves or they're stuck in business now, ask if they're just getting things done or if they're all over the map or their attention deficit disorder or whatever it may be. But if they can't carry out what they do, I say really go back and train yourself to do that. That it's absolutely critical.
I want to move down to what you call number three is, and stick that in there with the execution, and that's reliability. Talk to us. This to me, reliability connects with execution. Because,
well, you're right.
Because I'm trying to sell you on my idea. I want you to help me, and you're wondering, okay, is he reliable? But, I mean, will he execute? But then you got to say, but is he going to be reliable too? They go together, don't they?
I think reliability is so important. One of the things, I think this is probably my 10th or 12th time on your radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever called me and I'm not there?
No.
I really take that absolutely to the utmost. Reliability is so critical, and again, it's people I will measure with that. If I'm going to do business with them or anything, that's one of the major questions I ask, and I just got a major client back. Because they moved on to another operation for a while. And the only reason they came back to me, it's not that I'm smarter, better, or anything better than anybody else.
You showed up.
The fact is I'm reliable. And
you
I
showed up on time.
Calls, return their emails.
Yeah.
And that's all I did. That is the great separation.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, Paul. That's becoming increasingly a big deal. It's what I call relevance. See, you didn't outcompete the other people. You just were more relevant to them because you were they valued reliability very highly, and that's what you gave to them. And I think that's becoming a bigger deal every day. Relevance, concept of relevance, and you know, Paul, I'm like you, my folks know that if I'm not where I'm supposed to be, somebody needs to call 911. Something bad's happened.
That's a great way to put it. You're exactly right.
Hey, give us your website, Paul.
It's just not like him. Prospectsforsuccess.com.
Prospectsforsuccess.com. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about other traits of a successful entrepreneur, not just an entrepreneur, but a successful entrepreneur. Good stuff from Paul Casey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ponytail, stay with us.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.